Jesus continuing his parables. Again, Jesus at this point is probably in Capernaum. Again, is the city where Peter lived, and Jesus was living there during his public ministry, which again is the north, mostly north, but a little northwest on the Sea of Galilee, the shore of the Sea of Galilee. So Jesus is giving various parables, and we hear he's likening the kingdom of heaven to various things. Now, the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, is the church, ultimately. And so, basically, Jesus talks about how, you know, the merchant who, you know, searching for this great pearl, you know, this pearl of great price, really giving all that he has to find it and get it. The field, you know, the treasure buried in the field, that one who finds that buried treasure gives all they have to buy that field. Again, talking about our faith and how important our faith is, you know. If we really are following Jesus, we really strive to serve the Lord, to follow in his footsteps, to believe, to grow in our faith. That's really important. And he also talks about, you know, the net, getting all the fish, and then the bad are thrown into basically hell, and there's the good are kept. So again, these likenings to the kingdom of heaven and how important our faith is. So really for us really to, again, throughout our lives and really as we go along, to step back and look, how am I really striving to grow in my faith, to understand my faith, to live my faith? And an important element in this is Scripture and the Word of God, the Bible. And it's interesting, if you really, the last line that Jesus, as we heard in the Gospel, we hear is Jesus says, you know, a scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like a homeowner who takes from his storeroom both the new and the old. Well, so you tie this together here. The scribes are members, they're Pharisees. And so you have Pharisees, that's the general category. And then below that, scribes. And the scribes in the Pharisaic structure were the ones who really understood the law. They were like teachers. And so they understood the law, the books of the Torah, which is basically the first five books of the Bible. So they really understood it. They understood the scriptures and what was said in the scriptures. And so Jesus, in a certain sense, is saying is that because they understand that, and now Jesus has come, who, oh, by the way, he said in Matthew's gospel earlier on the Sermon on the Mount, said that he has come not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. He's the fulfillment. Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. So a scribe who has been instructed and knows the law and Jesus' teaching can put the two together and make the connections. They can have a deeper, in a certain sense, deeper understanding and a greater appreciation for what Jesus is saying. So I think in part, again, it underscores the importance of us obviously reading Scripture and knowing the Bible, that in the Old Testament, there's many things that are fulfilled in the New Testament in Jesus. There's many things in the Old Testament that we can learn from and glean from in our faith to help us to live out our faith in our lives today. So again, it's important. Scripture really is important. If you read, you know, St. Jerome, he was the person who took and basically wrote the Latin version of the Bible called the Vulgate. Translated the whole Bible into Latin. But he said that ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. So really underscoring the importance of Scripture. And we read Scripture every Mass. You know, it's the first reading usually is from the Old Testament. The Psalms, you know, we say the Psalms. That's obviously from the Bible. The second reading usually is from the New Testament. And the Gospels, you know, from the Gospels. So we get Scripture every single Mass. So really important for us really to grow and learn about Scripture. This is the thing, you know. Maybe we do a Bible study with, at a church. I did have some studies on St. Paul and other things here. Maybe I'll offer some more coming up. maybe with a friend, you know, family member, family, you study scripture together, read it and talk about it, get a good commentary. You want to make sure you have a Catholic Bible, you know, not a, there's other Bibles, translations, versions. Or maybe, you know, Mass, again, is a great way for us to learn scripture. You know, daily Mass, if you can come to daily Mass, partly because typically the priest expands what's said in the readings, at least I do. So you can learn about that, you know, scripture from that way. Also, you know, there's many things on the internet and podcasts, you know, like Father Mike Smith's Bible in a Year. So there's many opportunities, many ways to read and understand and grow in learning scripture. Because again, many things in the Old Testament are fulfilled in the New. Now, just give you a couple examples where it's just amazing. You know, about the Old Testament, many people think, you know, God is kind of, boy, there's a lot of, you know, killing and bad things that happen in the Old Testament. And is God really a loving God if he would do that kind of thing? Well, yes, God is a loving God, and bad things happen in the scriptures. One of the interesting things, and we just read about this last week in the readings, was if you go to when Moses receives the law on Mount Sinai, this gives us a clue as to what happens, you know, with wickedness and goodness. God says to Moses that though the wicked, those who are wicked, their children will be basically punished to the third and fourth generation. So if someone's wicked, their children can suffer the effects. That's how, you know, you might say, well, that's kind of why would God do that? Well, in part, it's like God doesn't want us to do evil. He doesn't want us to sin, but there's consequences to sin. The reality is, that's the reality. So God's like saying, don't do it because there's bad consequences that happen from sin. Then the other side of the coin, and that is that in that same passage, Moses is told, and those who love and follow my commandments, God is saying this to Moses, their children will be shown mercy to the thousandth generation. To the thousandth generation. You know, sometimes we think, well, there's all kinds of bad, but then, well, good, that's good. But good is good. It's really good. And God is sharing with us, hey, when you're following the commandments and loving me, you will be blessed. Remember that. You know, ultimately, if we love God and follow his commandments, we'll be blessed with forever in life in heaven for all eternity. Yeah. So I think, you know, we can look at the bad, but I think it's important for us really to look at the good. If we follow God, what he has prepared for us. Remember, God says, you know, what God has prepared for those who love him is unbelievable. So I think we have to be mindful about that. Yeah, there's bad things can happen, but what about the good? There's a lot of good that God gives to us and shares with us and helps us. So that's that part. Moses given that those things. But then we hear in Jesus, in the New Testament, when Jesus, the night before he goes to his death, says to the apostles, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Remember, Jesus is God. So there's three persons in one God, but one God. So we love God. We're loving Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Okay, so Jesus has come to fulfill the law. He emphasizes again, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. We heard last week just about Jesus fulfilling the words of the prophet Isaiah. You know, about how the people's hearts were gross. They weren't open to receive the word, and that Jesus really wants to heal them. So many, many things in the Old Testament that are fulfilled in the New in Jesus. So it's really important to read the entire scripture. You know, another thing, when you read the Old Testament, there's a lot of kind of humanity in there. It's just like, here's what people can happen to people. This is the human condition. So it really can help us to really live out our lives and share with others our faith and how our faith is impacting the situations that we find ourselves, and especially, you know, others who are not of the faith. It's like we can share some insights and have intuitions that can maybe help them to see the truth, to see Christ, to come follow the Lord. So really, again, it's, Scripture really is important, the Bible, understanding Scripture, learning and growing in it, because it certainly helps our faith, helps us to learn, grow in our faith, and helps us to live out our faith daily in our lives. To find that pearl of great price, you know, that treasure buried in the field, to really help us in our faith.